Cold open, everybody. Cold open. Hot news. Hot prediction. Cold open. Rancho, you told me something in the car on the way over here, and I was like, that's our cold open.
Yeah, I have a feeling, and this is, I have absolutely no data or evidence to support this. I just have a trick knee for these things. I have a trick knee for internet celebrities talking to minors. I've had this gift for a really long time, actually. I had that gift. It started when I was in middle school, and we had a really creepy math teacher, and I was like, that guy's a pedophile. And eventually, he did get arrested for being a pedophile. I'm not even kidding.
I know the math teacher that you're talking about. I think on the show before, you told us that the way he was outed was his teenage girlfriend's Barbie Corvette was, like, spotted in his condo complex.
No, that's another teacher that was touching students.
Oh, okay.
I think this guy was not touching on students. I think he was just a straight up pedophile. Like, he had CP on his computer or something.
Okay. Thank. Wow.
So I just have a feeling Mr. Beast is going to get canceled soon. He's too big.
The moment you said that, I was like, I do too. He's just too big. He's too big, and therefore he must fail. I remember it being like 2014, me being at my old PR job, looking at like the cover of Fortune magazine, and it was like PewDiePie was on the cover of Fortune magazine, and it, like, the headline was like, the internet's first $70 million man. PewDiePie had just made that, like, deal with Conan O'Brien's production company where they were going to make, like, a TV show on TBS called, like, Scare PewDiePie. And a month later, he'd been canceled.
Yeah, 2016 was a magical year, exactly like Elon Musk. We used to like him. We used to love him, in fact. And then he made it political.
All I know about Mr. Beast is that my nieces watch Mr. Beast. Because when I ask, like, I was trying to connect with my nieces the other day. A lot of listeners, you guys gave me comments where you were like, why don't you ask them about what they like as opposed to just talking about random things like the Paw Patrol or TikTok? And I was like, all right, listeners, I'll give it a shot. So I went to my nieces and I was like, hey, what YouTubers do you guys watch? And they were both like, what?
Yeah, they were, like, confused by the question.
You were that... Oh, finally, someone can back me up. You explained what happened.
You did. You said, what type of YouTubers do you watch? And they didn't want to answer the question.
They were like, we don't know. And I was like, can you name? And then I thought, maybe the problem is that I'm using the word YouTubers. Because you'll remember, Rancho, on the car ride over, we were trying to decide how to phrase this question.
Yeah, what did we settle on? Content creator?
No, we settled on YouTubers. Originally, I was going to be like, what streamers do you watch?
Streamers is definitely a non-starter.
Yeah. And then Rancho was like, no, no, they probably only watch YouTube Kids. They don't watch, like, Twitch, I bet. So it's like they're not streamers. And, like, you know, I thought about saying what influencers, what internet celebrities. And then we finally settled on YouTubers. That didn't work. Then my brother was like, I ask this question all the time. They never give me an answer. The question you have to ask is, what do you watch when you get home from school?
Oh, that's really good.
And I was like, this actually makes a lot of sense. They don't think of these people like YouTubers. Because when I was a kid, I wasn't like, these are my favorite television personalities. Gabe Cotter, Anthony Danza, Richard Bruce Boxleitner. I was like, yeah, what TV shows do you watch? That's how I didn't think about these people as television personalities. It was just what I watched when I got home.
Yeah, it's just the type of stream that you're doing.
Shabon, you're saying stream. They don't like that word. It's what's on the TV.
Yeah, no, they don't like the word streaming, but we know it's streaming.
Well,
you and I know.
Of course it's streaming. I know it's streaming. These are all streamers, okay? But to them, it's what's on the iPad, what's on the TV, because they have an Apple TV. So I just kept asking them. I was like, well, what do you watch when you get home? And they were like, Mr. Beast? And I was like, they do watch Mr. Beast. Because when I've babysat them a few times, that's when I finally, for the first time ever, watched Mr. Beast. I watched him, like, give a bunch of people their sight back, which is the first time we tried to cancel Mr. Beast.
If they tried to cancel Mr. Beast for curing blindness, why?
You don't remember, oh my God.
No, I remember it happening, but what was the reason?
The reason was everyone, and by the way, I love how me and Rancho are in completely different media worlds. Like, if it doesn't happen on TikTok, she doesn't know it.
No,
happened.
Dude, it's so, I could talk about that forever. I could talk about, like, what's on my TikTok is basically another language. Yes. Like, when I say the words Donghua Qinlong meme, do you have any carbonated pool water? Does that activate anything in you?
I don't like TikTok. And it's actually really convenient for me that it's being outlawed or sold, because it's like, now I might never have to know TikTok.
Here's a quiz. Here's a brain rot quiz for you kids. Who rizzed up baby Gronk?
Okay, that's not from TikTok.
Think about your answer. If you said Livy, you're correct and you need to scrub your brain.
Well.
You need to melt it out.
I believe she rizzed him up so hard that he was actually like declared monarch of Riz. The new Riz King. As you'll remember.
TikTok Riz Party.
I've also been hearing about the TikTok Riz Party. Okay, look, I'm going to just say why he got canceled. Where they tried, they've been trying to cancel Mr. Beast for years, is where I'm heading with this. They tried to cancel him for giving a bunch of people their sight back.
That's crazy.
Because they were like, and by that I mean Redditors. They were like, you know, if you really cared about blind people, you wouldn't like turn this into content. You would just give all these blind people their sight back. And it's like, come on. He gave people their sight back. Sorry, he also put it on his YouTube channel. I think if you asked them, hey, would you like the ability to be seen, or would you not like to be very quickly featured on Mr. Beast's channel? They would say, it would be nice to look at colors.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you should have said they were Redditors on the get-go, yeah, because that's Redditors. Like, those are the people most, and they love complaining. They'll yes. complain about anything. Reddit is the only place in the fucking world where you can find people complaining about Bernie Sanders yes. being bought and paid for.
Yes, where people are saying that Bernie Sanders, by not immediately calling for a ceasefire on day one of the hostilities, therefore is like in the tank for Israel. You know Bernie Sanders, the guy that has been trying to free Palestine for 40 years? All right, well, anyway, look. Second time they tried to cancel Mr. Beast was when he said to himself, oh my God, housing is like way too expensive. It's eating up like half of my employees' paychecks. To do something about it, I'm going to buy every house on a block and turn them into employee housing.
Mr. Beast Company Town?
That is exactly what people on Reddit said.
Mr. Beast Amazon.com?
Yes, they were like, what's next? The Mr. Beast Company Store where you gotta buy your Beast Bars with Beast Bucks?
Yeah, does he pay taxes to Mr. Beast Land now instead of the government of, I assume, California?
Yes. People accused him of trying to set up his own, like, fiat kingdom. Just because Mr. Beast was like, you know, I think the best way to help my employees afford housing is to buy housing and make it affordable. Which is the only way anything ever gets fixed. It's like, how do we solve hunger? By buying food for hungry people.
Yeah, it's literally the only way. That does, if you just give money directly yes! to homeless people. This is like Daniel Larson. I managed to catch a Daniel Larson actually live. You know who Daniel Larson is, of course. He's a professional homeless person.
He's a TikTok superstar.
Yeah, imagine if the homeless person on the end of your block got access to a TikTok and then just streamed all day. That's Daniel Larson. So I caught Daniel Larson live. He's notorious for dining and dashing, right? Because he has no money.
Yeah.
So he was in, I believe it was an Applebee's. I don't know the name of the restaurant. I'm just calling it an Applebee's. He was at Applebee's and he was TikToking every few seconds. I need a meal sponsorship. Someone needs to sponsor my meal. Will anyone sponsor my meal? That's his code for can't pay for this. Someone needs to cash at me quickly. But after a few minutes, I saw him post, thank you to like Abilene Police Department for sponsoring my meal, because I guess that's what they do now.
Oh,
I guess
sponsorship came through.
I guess the police department, I guess that's just, they just pay the restaurant now.
I have to say, giving Applebee's $12 out of your pocket as a cop is a lot easier than all the paperwork it's going to take to like bring Daniel Larson down there, file statements, then you like gotta go to his arraignment, you gotta testify against him at trial. It's like, here's if I give you $12, all this goes away. Okay, good. Also, when I hear meal sponsorship, I think of like sponsored by Factor or like sponsored by like Mealbox.com, not will someone Venmo me so I can pay my Applebee's bill.
He said something about that, like I will not be sponsoring this bar that kicked me out in Colorado anymore.
He thinks his sponsorship has like this kind of weight.
Yeah, because he's been fully, he has his own music biz Marty trolling him who thinks that, who has managed to convince Daniel Larson that he is on the road to being a famous singer and he is dating Grace Vanderwaal.
Okay, look, I'm going to tell you just a little bit about Daniel Larson.
Rolling thunder. Sorry, go ahead.
No, please continue.
Flashing light, warming through the sky. That's Daniel Larson's signature song. It's called Rolling Thunder, and it's really good.
Daniel Larson is like the perfect how old are you test. People like me, 30s and plus, we don't go on TikTok. We don't care for it. We don't know who Daniel Larson is. You kids are all like living and dying by every single one of his internet freakouts. Listeners, if you don't know who Daniel Larson is, he's the world's first homeless celebrity. Is that fair to say?
He is famous.
Yes!
He is definitely famous. Everyone makes fun of him for calling himself famous. He's not famous for music, but he's famous.
He's capital F famous. Ask your nieces and nephews who Daniel Larson is. They're going to say, the funny homeless guy who TikTok has tricked into thinking he's attending UCLA classes to major in being a celebrity.
Yeah, and they convince him that, like, in the ancient city of Texas, you can find that on YouTube if you want to. Somebody has recorded Daniel Larson, quote, attending all of his UCLA classes, which yes. are, of course, gatherings of trolls in Google Meet.
It's the ultimate buddy trolling because there are other people attending the fake class. Someone is putting up where he's like, basketball was invented in the 1400s in ancient China.
Yeah, and people are like, yeah, that's right. They're asking questions. The teacher's responding to them.
It's okay, but anyway, that's the second time they tried to cancel my boy, Mr. Beast, MB, Mr. Beast. They tried to cancel him for buying houses for his employees so his employees could live.
Ridiculous. Don't do anything, kids.
And the third time they tried to cancel Mr. Beast was when his friend came out as trans and a bunch of like people on the extreme right were like, you're showing trans to kids? Kids? Trans to kids on the YouTube? There's a trans on the YouTube. We've got to cancel Mr. Beast. I'm going to buy all his Mr. Beast bars and I'm going to crush him under my feet.
Yeah, oh, a trans person on the internet. That is much scarier than a company town.
Who would have thought that there might be a trans person on the internet? Certainly not me.
Yeah, that's like saying they're in Discord.
Yeah.
No way.
It just doesn't. That makes no sense. And shut up. Okay, so they've been trying to cancel Mr. Beast for a long time. You think this is the year we find out that Mr. Beast is making, like, internet friends?
Yeah, I think he's making Yandere Dev flavor internet friends. By the way, I also predicted that, but that one doesn't count. That's like predicting the sun's going to rise tomorrow.
Now, listen, I agree that Mr. Beast will be canceled by the end of 2025. I don't think it'll be for some sort of, like, naughty business. Because he almost repels sexuality. Like, when I look at him, I imagine he's just like Ken doll smooth down there. It's like he's never seen a boobie, nor does he want... He emits a real Sheldonic energy.
I think the only reason that you think that is because you're a little bit older. Like, I will sometimes look through magazines of like Taylor Lautner at 16. Mm-hmm. And I remember as a 16-year-old thinking Taylor Lautner was like hot shit, the hottest shit ever. And now I'm looking back, I'm like, oh my God, this person looks like a child. Like, this man is not masculine in any way, shape, or form. How was I attracted to this? I feel like you're just disqualified from seeing the attractiveness of me. As you get older, younger people start to look like babies to you more.
Okay, first off, I literally cannot argue with that. Anytime I see Zendaya, because like there's some new movie out where like Zendaya is like in a sexy threesome, and I look at this and I'm like, yeah, this girl looks like a junior high schooler. I'm sure she's 22 or something. Like, I don't know. It's young people look like way too young when you get old.
No, I agree with you.
I'm going to pull up a picture of Mr. Beast, and I think it'll explain what I'm talking about.
Yeah, let me see. He better have an Elon Musk gut.
All right, Rancher, take a look at your monitor. I'm going to put a picture of Mr. Beast up in our video feed in 3, 2, 1. It's the hat. I'm telling you, he looks like every like film bro I went to college with. He looks like everyone like on every like television set that like I worked with, just like carrying around a bunch of cables. Like this guy, this hat, this goatee, this person has a lot of opinions about The Big Lebowski. And like something about that repels sexuality.
I understand now. This is triggering you because you went to film school and that's you.
Of course this is me.
That's you.
He's actually more attractive than me. He's thinner than I am.
That's okay. First of all, this is a terrible photo. He's like slumping over. And yeah, he does look schleppy. And I agree that the beard does a lot of the heavy lifting. But he's not ugly.
The beard does a lot of the heavy pushing, like burying him deep underground. You'll notice no connectors. And look, I know I'm not one to talk about not having connectors.
What's connectors?
When the mustache and the beard don't connect.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I don't have connectors either, okay? I don't have connectors. Don't you think I've grown out the longest Raleigh fingers I can? I've bought Ichabod Conk's mustache wax. I got no connectors.
Yeah, I feel like there's not an excuse to have a really bad flesh-colored beard like that if you're this wealthy. Like, I understand this probably isn't a recent picture, but come on, man. If you're buying people entire neighborhoods, you can afford to have a barber come to your house and dye your beard.
You bought an island for a family that was homeless. Shave the beard. The beard is adding nothing. The beard is only taking away.
Yeah, it might be plastic surgery time, Beast.
Look, if you got rid of the beard and you got rid of the hat and you gave him long hair or a man bun, problem solved. Not much work needs to be done here. But the thing is, his whole thing is he's like, well, I'm Mr. Beast. I can't. This is the thing that got famous. You know, it's kind of like when like a plus-sized actress or actor becomes famous, it's kind of like, if you lose the weight, we kind of don't need you anymore. Because we already have a bunch of skinny, attractive actors.
Yeah, that's why you got to get famous while fat and then do the Adele thing.
Yes, that is exactly right. So that you're skinny and rich.
Right.
You need to make the money before you lose the honey. And by honey, I mean gallons of honey that you eat every night, which is kind of made you, you know, kind of what you are.
Mr. Beast to me looks like he just works at a gas station. Like, yes. I don't know why you think this man is sexually repulsive, I think you called him.
No, I didn't say he's sexually repulsive. I'm saying he repels the concept of sexuality.
Yeah, I don't
see
it.
He is a blank cipher. He's smooth down there. I'm not saying he's got a small dick. Mr. Beast and sexuality, those two words are not in the same dictionary.
Well, it truly is different strokes for different folks.
Oh, I didn't know you were jerking it to Mr. Beast. I'm sorry, I had no idea that it was your dream to get, like, dominated by Mr. Beast.
He repels sexually. That's so mean. This is just a guy. He looks like a fucking guy, and you're acting like he looks like fucking Brian Peppers.
No. You're taking this the wrong way. Vampires are hot, but they don't show up in the mirror. Mr. Beast does not show up on your sexual radar. Not because he's ugly. You know, there's some people that are so pretty that you're not attracted to them either. Because, like, they're so beautiful that you're like, there's an uncanny valley thing happening here. And, like, you don't register on my radar.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't find him personally attractive, but it's the young thing. I think he's too young. I have no idea how old he is, but he looks too young for me.
All right, I'm just going to pull up a lot of pictures of me. Okay, here's 900 pictures of Mr. Beast. Go.
Yeah, dude, if I was 14, I would absolutely have a crush on this guy. He just looks like a cute, like a 24-year-old, I'd get a guess. He's fine. He's just Mr. Beast.
Okay, I'm gonna pull up a picture of Mr. Beast now.
That one looks kind of cool. I like the one with his sunglasses. That is Twitter. Oh, his ex, excuse me.
You like this picture of Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
Because this is the picture of, okay, so it's a picture of Mr. Beast wearing a graphic tee. He's kind of got like a Dennis the Menace haircut.
That's his logo.
His beard looks terrible. See how it kind of looks like chin pubes? Like there's too much beard here happening?
Yeah.
He's wearing his sunglasses in a funny, askew way, as if to be like, I don't know how jokes work. So if I put these on wrong, is this something?
I'm just saying this would work on me. Like if I was on Tinder, age 24, I'd swipe right on this.
This guy. You'd swipe right on this guy?
I've made worse decisions. Yeah, I would.
Wow. Okay. Let's pretend that you're correct for a second.
Okay.
If Mr. Beast is attractive, do you think that he's interested in dating? Because something tells me Mr. Beast is only interested in one thing, and it's hits, algorithmic engagement, and revenue. I don't think he looks at girls or boys or anyone. I think all he does all day is like look at his like YouTube AdSense matrix to try to find hidden micro trends with which he can game the algo.
Isn't that crazy that everybody fucks? Isn't that wild? I think about that.
Everybody sometimes. But Mr. Beast? Yes.
I agree he gives off asexual vibes, but that's also because I have a weird thing that I know is not correct, but if someone is too like normal, the idea of them having sex, like it just doesn't compute. It's like saying 2 + 2 = 4. I'm so confused. Like, how would that even work? Like, I'm getting the same vibe from Mr. Beast as I did from my friends in high school that had straight A's and did nothing but go home and study.
Yes. Yes. He does not give me asexual vibes. It's that he's above sex. He doesn't deign to have... Like, that's the thing about Sheldon. Sheldon's not asexual. He has sex once a year with Amy to keep her happy. He's too busy in his rich inner life to deal with the flesh of mortals.
I see.
If you disagree, you gotta tell me.
No, I think I see the appeal. Like I said, this dish is not for me, but I understand why people like it.
Okay. Why do you think Mr. Beast will be canceled in 2025?
Talking to minors. Put my vote in right now. I called it. Mr. Beast talking to minors.
Okay. I disagree with you, but for the sake of argument, where and how? Now, my guess is in a secret Minecraft server he only gives out to his, quote, biggest fans.
Yeah, there's a secret Discord server, I'd say. I bet it's Discord where they, like, exchange pictures. Or he's, like, asking. Maybe he's not even asking for pictures. Maybe people are sending them to him and he's reacting positively.
I don't think it's Discord. I think that's too easy. I think Mr. Beast is too smart for Discord. I'm going to say that there's some hidden Roblox server that he runs, and we don't know he runs it, and it's very popular. But you take your Roblox guy, like, on a roller coaster under a mountain, and then you type in a code with Roblox, and then you're let into a little room, and Mr. Beast's Roblox avatar is there.
That makes sense to me. Roblox is sick. There's a sick side of Roblox. There's a lot of Roblox porn.
Really?
Yeah, if you look it up. Like, you just Google images Roblox porn, you will see.
I don't think. In fact, hold on. I'm going to make sure that I hide Chrome.
Yeah,
there we
that.
Go. Okay. Chrome is no longer available on our screen. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, I guess there goes the YouTube monetization.
You know what? I'm just going to... What the hell are Roblox?
They're like block people. It's like Minecraft.
If we have... This is the thing I don't understand. Because I know there are Roblox and you can buy your niece's Robux. If we have Minecraft, why do we need Roblox? They sound like the same thing to someone who has no idea what it is.
Because Roblox, I believe, is more human. Like Minecraft, there's a lot of mining for materials and building things. I believe, I don't play Roblox, but I believe you can just buy a house, for example, and put it somewhere with Robux, bucks or whatever.
Robux.
Yeah.
They're called Robux. Even though you would think that you would be buying Roblox. Because it's like when someone's like, I want a gift card with Robux on them. It's like, well, don't you mean you need more blocks? I should be buying you Roblox, and then the game should be called Robux.
Yeah, it's interesting because The Roblox. There's Roblox currency that overrides everything.
Robux.
Robux currency.
You use to buy blocks.
That overrides everything and can be used on any server. But then, as I understand it, it's like Minecraft where people can make their own server and then you can enter a server and each server has specific rules and items available.
Wait a minute. So, like, there's a server out there where Mr. Beast can build Roblox houses, and then you don't buy them with Robux, you buy them with Beast Bucks, his own separate sub Roblox currency?
Yeah, my favorite is there's some kind of ancient Egypt role play going on right now. All the kids on TikTok, I've seen like 40 videos about it. All the kids on TikTok are joining some Roblox server where the point is you're ancient Egypt role playing and you get to choose your class between like Pharaoh, guard, or peasant. And okay, that depends like what items you get access to and what you can do in the game. But I've seen videos of people just going on there to fuck around, like going on there immediately running into the palace and stabbing the Pharaoh to death.
Yes!
And then getting murked by all of the people playing as guards immediately.
No slaves, no masters. I love that. That's the first thing I would do if I were role playing as a peasant. And by the way, I like that you said peasant. And also, I like that they say peasant. It's a very clever workaround around the word slave.
Yeah, very well. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because those are... Anyway, okay. In that server, are you like paid in like Egypt row coins?
Yeah, they have their own in-server currency. And how you earn money is based on what class you choose.
Okay.
And the number of kids that are pissed and forget that taxes exist is so fucking funny. So how the Pharaoh earns money is they get a percentage of just what everybody else earns as taxes. Mm-hmm. And so the clock will tick over. And apparently every time kids are like, where did my money go?
It went to the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
This is how kids are learning about capitalism.
They're like, what the fuck? Why is my money gone?
The Pharaoh's going to get his cut. Now, look, I kind of understand in Among Us where it's like there are kids who are like, if they don't get the murderer or the imposter, they immediately quit. Like they only want to play as the imposter. But as a kid, I think I'd be like, well, yeah, look, sometimes you're the imposter. Sometimes you're the crewmate. Like we've all got to play our roles to make this thing work. You're telling me I can't be Pharaoh every time? It seems like that's uniquely unfair that like some kids get to own the other kids and the fruits of their labor.
I don't think that's true. From what I understand, whenever you log on to the server, it's you get to pick again. So there can be multiple pharaohs walking around. There's disadvantages of every class. For example, if you're a peasant, if you're walking around in the tomb, like the palace area, yes, there's a little sign that says wanted above your head. And then the job of the guards is to go and knock you down. But I assume the downside of being the Pharaoh is that everyone is trying to kill you for fun all the time.
Now I understand. Now I get it. It's like in chess where you play the king.
Yeah.
It's like it's fun to be named the king. But the king is the weakest piece, and everyone is trying to kill the king.
Exactly.
Okay.
You get it.
No, I get. I think I'd want to be a guard.
I think I would too. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah, just going around whipping people with a little whip made of blocks, made of Roblox.
I don't really know what the peasants do. I've seen videos of people just chopping penis designs into wheat or something. So I think they just collect crops.
In ancient Egypt?
Yeah, I don't know.
My guess is that the peasants are the only ones who can craft. The guards have superior weapons but cannot craft. And the Pharaoh just gets more money, but I don't know what he does with it. Maybe he can like buy a cooler chair.
I assume the advantage of the Pharaoh is that you don't have to work for money,
yes,
but I don't know how they would balance that.
And I don't know. And what do you spend the money on in this game? All right, well, look, I got to get into Roblox. Mimi Yori made a Minecraft Asterios. And we all played Minecraft the other night for 4 hours, and the whole point was to display the Minecraft Asterios.
That's so cute.
But we were having so much fun playing Minecraft. There's some sort of Minecraft mode where like you have to destroy someone else's bed. Have you heard of the Bed Wars?
I have not.
You've never heard of Bed Wars?
No.
Well,
enlighten me.
The point of Bed Wars is to build a fort around your bed and then to invade someone else's base and to destroy their bed.
Sounds harsh.
So it's a mixture of attack and defense, and you're on a little team of four. You leave some people behind to defend your bed, but if you leave too many people behind, you'll never break through to attack their bed. Bed Wars, it's called.
Bed Wars.
Yeah, we were having so much fun playing Bed Wars, we forgot to do. I'm going to share Mimi Yori's, not Roblox, but Mind Stereos in this. You'll get it. I'll put it in the thing. Look, you're telling me about something called Bloxburg?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard about the Bloxburg update drama?
Update drama?
Yeah, this is...
Did they patch the server the wrong way?
I've been obsessed with this for the past couple of days. Now, I don't play Bloxburg, but I have been reading and consuming all TikToks I could find about this.
Okay.
So, welcome to Bloxburg. I'm going to really break this down for you.
Thank you.
So try to stay with me.
Okay.
Welcome to Bloxburg is a Bloxburg server. Like, you know how you could pick a server? Like, there's an ancient Egypt roleplay server.
Yes.
There's a Bloxburg server.
Okay.
And in the Bloxburg server, it's just a small town. Okay. The game is a small town. You get to set up a little house, and there are jobs. You can go to work and buy stuff. And I don't see the appeal, but I don't play Roblox.
Wait. You're telling me that I log onto Roblox to work a day job?
Yeah, it's like kids' second life.
Okay.
So, everything was hunky-dory. Everything was going great. How you earned money in this game was particular. Your Roblox character, there was about 12 jobs. There's about 12 jobs.
You name the jobs. Just not all 12. Give me an idea. Is like they're a Roblox accountant?
Like a hair cutter. No, it's like fun stuff. A hair cutter and like a restaurant, like waiter or something. But the one that's important is the pizza delivery. So the pizza delivery has always been the most profitable job
in Bloxburg.
Okay. But it's very time consuming to play. So how this game works is you pick a job and then you do that job over and over and over and over again. Like you just keep completing tasks that the NPC assigns to you and you level up. You level up within the job.
Okay.
Like you get stars and to a maximum of 50. And when you get to level 50, you're considered an elite employee and you get like an excellent employee badge and you make the most amount of money. Your money pay when delivering pizzas directly correlates to your star rating. So at level 1, you make like $25 for pizza deliver. And at level 50, you made something crazy like $3,000 in pizza.
3,000 Robux?
No, it's the in Bloxburg currency. What is it? Bloxburg? I don't know.
3,000 Bloxburg bucks.
Yeah, Bloxburg bucks.
Okay. Now look, you know what I'm going to say here, but I just have to say it. When I played video games as a kid, you got to pretend to be a mage or an assassin. You got to be a shinobi or a plumber in a fantastic world. You're telling me that kids log into a server to do just regular guy jobs like hairdresser or electrician.
Listen, I know this is different from back in your day, but back in your day, you got to own games too. Just not a thing anymore. It's a new generation. We're out of touch, old man.
That's true. You know, that's a good point. And then if we lost the games, we could never play them again. Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. Now you can never lose a game. But your game can go out of business, which was not something that happened to me when I was... We never had to worry about the Double Dragon servers going offline forever.
Con, microtransaction, pro, none of those scratches on the back of the disc that you fruitlessly try to fix with toothpaste. I'm convinced that doesn't work.
Don't forget about the underside of your t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Unlimited CDs, quote unquote, fixed with toothpaste. Toothpaste, it doesn't work. I know everybody and their mother says it works. I don't think it does.
I never at any point did I even think to try that. I was like, there's no way this works. I'm not going to do it. I bought some fan that fixed my discs. Did you ever see the disc fixing fan?
Oh, no. That was a different tax bracket than we were in.
I totally understand.
You had a device to fix your videos?
There was a fan that you could buy that was like a fan that you'd like cool yourself with at the beach.
Oh, so it's like a thing that you hold?
Yeah, but you put the disc in it and it blows superheated air onto the back of your PlayStation disc that kind of like resurfaces the disc.
So it's like giving your CD a facial.
Yes! Like
it takes the first layer off.
Yes, that's exactly what it was like. Imagine sandblasting your PlayStation discs, but with air. That's what we had.
And that was 1996, folks.
Right, so
where the number one toy was a Barbie cash register that talked to you. You know what? Fuck you. Yeah, we did have toys like that because I had the fucking Barbie cash register and I was obsessed with that shit.
Wait, tell me about the Barbie cash register.
It's a cash register to LARP as a grocery store employee. So it came with a bunch of plastic food, and what made it Barbie is when you pressed it, it would be like 12, 1, 7. You could click on the buttons.
Okay. You know what? Now that I'm remembering shit, they purchased me as a kid a Fisher Price McDonald's. Have you ever seen it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God, he's been raised to be a consumer since he was born, since birth.
I'm realizing this now, and they could never get away with this now, but it was like a fully standing McDonald's drive-through window. So you're a little kid and like this big thing opens, it's taller than you, and then your mom like comes to the window and she's like, I'd like a 6-piece McNuggets and a large fries. And then you'd put like 6 plastic McNuggets in a little thing and you'd fill a thing with fake fries and you'd hand it to your mom.
I remember those things. I remember those play sets.
Yes.
Because they were made out of plastic. Right?
Yes,
the whole thing was made out of plastic. And it was fun. We used to have kitchens like that. Because I think I had a kitchen like that that came with a bunch of... I remember having a ton of plastic food. But I don't know if I ever had the kitchen. Anyways, nobody can have a kitchen anymore because everything has to be sad and brown.
Yes.
Because everything is full of BPA and lead and cancer. So the only thing that you can play with is this unpainted wooden cube, my child.
Yeah, look, I don't want to sound like Jerry Seinfeld did the other day when he said, comedy's too woke now. I just can't imagine being allowed to buy a relative of mine a toy kitchen. I think there are too many, like, I think I could buy it for a boy. I would not be allowed to buy it for a girl. I would get a talking to if I bought, like, one of my female cousins a toy kitchen.
Yeah, one of my female cousins is like that. Like, her baby is only allowed to eat those wood toys.
Yes.
Have you ever seen them? They're so sad. They're just, like, balls and blocks, and they're the color of flesh, and they're just wood. They're not finished or painted in any way. And one time I saw the kid, like, chewing on one. I was like, oh, my God, that's so sad. You're teething on a cork ball.
Wood is the exact thing that came to mind. When I was thinking I would not be able to buy like a female cousin of mine a fake kitchen. I would have to buy them a wooden rocket ship.
Yeah.
Or like a wooden rocking horse or a wooden train. Like it would have to be like some, it would have to be as gender neutral as Mr. Beast himself. Whatever I purchased.
Exactly. Nobody can have any fun anymore. No more Dork Diaries. No more The Click. You have to buy a book about like the 50 most powerful women in history and give that to your daughter. Nobody's allowed to have fun anymore.
If you are not buying your daughter a Ruth Bader Ginsburg Rest in Power paper doll set, you're going to get the sternest DM you've ever gotten in your life. The moment the family reunion is over, you are going to get dressed down on a group chat.
Man, people love to complain about nothing. So let's get back to Bloxburg.
Yes.
Bloxburg, everything was well and good. Do you understand the payment system of Bloxburg? Basically, the more that you did your job, the faster you would level up within your job and the more you would get paid.
Makes sense. Okay, so the harder you work, the more you get paid.
So Bloxburg introduced an update that everyone is furious at. The kids are calling it the communism update.
Okay.
And what they did is they got rid of the star rating for employees. So now it's just what level you are in the city of Roblox. Like it used to be like if you did the same job over and over and over and over again, you would level up as a pizza driver. But then if you stopped and went to go style hair, you would be a level one hairstyler. So it was possible, I believe, to level up faster within the job than it was to
job hop.
Job hop, and also to level up in Roblox. Like you could be a level 50 pizza person, but a level 20 Roblox player. Do you know what I'm saying? So the Bloxburg update changes the way you earn money and the rate at which you earn money, in addition to nerfing the fuck out of just everybody.
They're fucking with my paycheck now?
Right. So now instead of becoming, it removed the star rating. So now instead of being like, oh, that's a 5-star pizza guy, he's delivered 3,000 pizza. It's just your general work experience. Like, you make the same amount of money at every job, dependent on your level as a Roblox player.
Okay, wait a minute. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right. Let's say I've been busting my ass delivering Bloxburg pizzas for the past year. I've scraped and scrimped and scratched my way to being a 5-star man in the pizza delivery world, meaning that every pizza I deliver is now worth 1,000 Bloxburg bucks, not Robux. Bloxburg bucks. I don't know why I want the Bloxburg in-game currency, but I do want the Bloxburg in-game currency. So someone came along, and they made it so no matter how long I've been busting my ass delivering pizzas, I get paid the same as someone who just started cutting hair.
If you're both like level 20, yes.
Well, this won't do.
And you also...
What about my tenure in the pizza delivery corp? I've been delivering pizzas forever. Does that mean nothing?
Yeah, this happened to people. Like, they woke up and they were making $3,000 a pizza. Then they went to sleep and they woke up and they logged on again. And because they were like a level 10 Roblox player, they were back to making $36.
Oh my fucking God. They fucked with the money. That's the one thing you don't do. Remember when Patreon like fucked with the money and like started like taking a fee out of everyone's thing and like every Patreon creator like started complaining and bitching and moaning, and Patreon was like, we're sorry, we'll fix it.
I do remember that.
They just did this in Hearthstone.
Really?
In Hearthstone, they were like, we're gonna make quests take twice as long and give 1.5 times the experience. And everyone was like, if you're gonna make the quest twice as long, you have to make them give twice the experience. You fucked with the quest system. We've had a quest system for 10 years, and now you're fucking with it. And they had to go, we're sorry. We're going to make the quest twice as long, but you get 3 times the experience. Please don't kill us. We were just trying to incentivize longer play over the week.
Yeah, so the hardcore players are fucking furious over this.
In Bloxburg,
yes. Everybody's making the same amount of money. They're calling it the communism update. They also have introduced 2 new, quote, fees. The first is a hospital fee, which if your mood is a thing in Roblox, like your mood can change and okay. It can go from happy to sad. It's like a meter.
Sure.
And if you get too sad, then you just faint. And you wake up in the hospital. You don't wake up in the hospital because there's no animated hospital, but you do have a hospital bill of $1,000 in-game dollars.
Okay.
And everybody hates it because they're like, not only did you cut the fuck out of our pay, but now we have these ridiculous fees we have to pay.
Okay. So before, if I got sad, I would just have to somehow work my way back up to happy.
Right.
But now I can pay $1,000 and go from sad to happy.
I think there was always a way to like use real money to instantly go from sad to happy. But no, now it's like you have to watch your mood. Because if it falls too low, you'll randomly faint while like doing a pizza delivery.
And then lose 1,000 of my Bloxburg bucks?
Correct.
Okay. On one hand, it does sound pretty convenient to just pay $1,000 and then go back to happy. That actually kind of sounds pretty convenient. But you got to put, on the other hand, the reason we're role-playing is to get away from things like medical bills. The idea that they're introducing medical bills in a kid's server where you're playing with Roblox would piss me off so fucking much.
Yeah, they hate it because they're children. So they're protesting in-game. And I'd like to read you some protest sign.
They're making protest signs out of Roblox?
Yeah, here it is.
Wow, they really are protesting, aren't they? Okay, yeah. I'm seeing a kid here, and he's holding up a sign that says, "The new Bloxburg update is bad." Which is, look, I think that might be hard to chant, but I appreciate their clarity of purpose. There's no confusing their opinion on the new Bloxburg update.
Yeah, and people say kids aren't politically motivated anymore. This is their idea of a petition.
They've created a billboard within Bloxburg that says, please remove following stuff. Remove hospital bill. All jobs should become like always.
All jobs should become like always.
Number three, remove tow fee. They put a towing fee in this game?
They put a towing fee in this game. And from what I understand, people aren't as pissed about that one because that one people were requesting.
Okay.
Because Roblox, like in-game players, were parking their cars places that made it really difficult for other players to access things. So they're like, can we add a towing system to get these people's cars the fuck out of here? And can we also bill them so they don't do it again? But they're mad because the towing fee, I'm not sure how much it is, but even the presence of the towing fee, they're like, we have to pay hospital bills, and now there's also a towing fee. Great.
This is fucking incredible. They've added onerous fees to a children's game that are in a currency that is worthless, but that they still have to work for. Like, I would understand if they were making Robux, because I can buy Robux at the 7-Eleven. It's Bloxburg bucks.
Yeah, like it's in-game currency. What the fuck are you do care about the health of the economy of the in-game currency?
On the other hand, change is bad.
Change always bad.
Change always bad. Make it like it was. It different, it bad. This little Roblox kid is wearing a t-shirt that says, make Bloxburg great again. Do you think that kind of like with the student protests that are happening right now in campuses nationwide, they're going to call like the Bloxburg cops to break up these protests? And like the Blox cops are going to start busting Blox heads?
Oh yeah, I can't imagine. They're going to bring in the Bloxburg National Guard.
Oh my God, no.
To just spray the protesters with bullets.
No! Remember when that was? Remember when that one, like, campus security guard just, like, really casually sprayed a bunch of pepper spray in, like, every kid's
They
eye?
Should try to recreate that in Roblox and then upload it as a meme. Like, a bunch of Roblox squatting down and then someone spraying them in the eyes.
Look, all I know is this. Kids respond really positively to force. If there's one thing kids love, it's like when their dean calls the cops on. Can you fucking imagine that? I'm paying like $100,000 to go to Columbia College. And there's a fucking dean narks on me because I'm camping. The dean narks on my little camp town.
Yeah, nobody gets to have any fun. And you know how college was a fun place to experiment? Well, not anymore. Not anymore. Everything you do in college is recorded and goes on your real life permanent record called the internet. No more experimenting. No more fun. You're cringe forever. And you're cringe for trying. And you're cringe for enjoying or doing anything different.
On one hand, I completely agree with you with that. And it's kind of like, look, I'm sort of the opinion that it's like protesting is what college is for. They don't have jobs. They're the people we want protesting. It's like, they have nothing better to do than protest. Let these fucking kids protest. Someone's got to protest.
Yeah, they didn't walk around fucking spraying Vietnam teenagers in the eyes, did they?
I mean, they did. They definitely did. See, that's the weird thing where it's like, I went to Emerson College, which is current, like they just arrested a bunch of kids who were doing one of these protest things. I took classes at Emerson College that were like the history of protest. And like, we like learned like about cool 60s protesters and sit-ins. And God forbid we're doing that now. It's like, hey, protesting in the past was one thing, but now we've added tents to it. Therefore, it bad. On the other hand, I feel like these Bloxburg protesters are going to be a lot more successful than these college student protesters.
I mean, I guess so. Like, that's pretty damn efficient. Them stopping spending Robux in Bloxburg, I think, will shut everything down pretty quickly.
Isn't it kind of a shame that, like, the Bloxburg admins are going to be a lot more susceptible to pressure from their user base than these fucking ivory tower deans?
I like that you went to a college that was liberal too. I went to a liberal arts college, so I totally understand what you're saying. People at my college, there was a protest like every week. Yes. When I went to college, it was like the gun owner who buys a gun and then fantasizes about somebody breaking into his house so he could use it. It's like we were just itching to protest anything.
That's what college is for. It's to do your dumb little chant. It's to say like the whole, like I remember I went to a protest and this one girl like started yelling like the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. And I was like, no, they're not. Like we're just in far, we're like in a little park. No one is watching this. She had just heard that phrase at like the WTO protest that they were doing in Seattle. And it's like, this is not the time for that phrase.
Protesting used to be fun. Protesting used to be based. Protesting used to be about standing in a crowd drunk and screaming. And I think we need to go back to that. I went to a bunch of protests at my college because they were happening. It's like, yeah, I'll protest the new dean of athletics. Why the fuck not? Going outside, getting drunk and screaming? Yeah, I'll do that. Sounds like an excellent way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, protesting was just kind of like a way to make friends. Like, as dumb as that sounds, it was like a way to like join a social circle. I swear to God, the problem is the tents. They don't like the tents because these deans are like, we don't know what's going on in those tents. We're hearing that there's like non like students in those tents. We don't like the idea of like a guy named Keith who's 35 hanging out in tents with our kids. This is what I would do with all these student protests. Make all those kids sign a piece of paper that's like, look, by going into your dumb little tent town, you absolve Emerson College of all responsibility for whatever might happen in your dumb little tents.
Oh, yeah. Just add that to the FAFSA on every liberal arts college application.
Yes. This is entirely like they're like, we're so worried about student safety. We're so worried about student safety. It's like, you know, they're also doing drugs and fucking in the dorms, too. It's like these are just colder dorms.
Check this box to acknowledge that you understand if you are injured in a dumb campus protest. It has nothing to do with us.
Yes, that's all they want. They just want the paper. Look, get your parents to sign a permission slip that says I can go camping for a week. They're gonna, like, the problem with these student protests is that, like, these cops are busting heads, which is only going to make more kids want to protest, which is only going to get more fucking heads busted. It's like this, it's this vicious, stupid cycle now.
Everything is stupid. I hate boomers.
Just let these kids protest. It's going to be summer. Like, this is the dumbest thing of all. It's April right now. College ends in May and they're all going home.
Like, oh my God, it's time to go home, isn't it?
Like, that's the thing. If you had just waited a month, they would all go back to their ice cream scooping jobs for the summer. They would be their parents' problem. You guys couldn't wait a fucking month for these kids to be like, well, that was fun. We changed nothing. Now time to get on our airplanes and go home and live with mommy and daddy.
It's just so sad to me that college kids can't have the experience that I had of screaming outside. To me, screaming outside is just as much of a college initiation as going to a shitty party in a basement and drinking Natty Light, as well as walking across the graduation stage. To me, those three things are equal.
I completely agree. It's like, I feel like you can only encounter Natty Light, Natty Ice, and Natty Dry in college.
Oh my God, yeah, that was the beer of choice in college. And it was also, I was friends with like the hipster guys though, so they would get like entire cases of Genesee. Have you ever had Genesee?
I've never even heard of that.
Well, it's nasty, so I don't recommend it.
All right, that's about it. That's enough. That's the Loudest. The Loudest Podcast is done. We had a really goddamn good time this week on the Loudest Podcast. Thank you so, so much for listening. This week on our Patreon and also on social media and stuff, I'm going to start to share previews of some of the art we have coming from Berries and Cream and Ari Grab and Nico and Mimi Yori. Like, we've got really, really great art coming in. Kibi is working on a piece, and I just kind of want to give you guys a little preview. Berries and Cream has made a really cool Slime Rancher piece. We got Kibi working on a Pizza Tower piece. Nico has made some really great, like, anime art pieces. Ari Grab has made a couple of pieces from that game that I don't want to play because there's a genocide mode. What's that game?
Undertale.
Undertale, yes, exactly. He made almost, I might say, like a too sexy Sarantia.
What?
He made of you as like some sort of like fish lady.
Nice.
It's like real sexy. I think nice. You're going to like it.
Has nobody drawn me as the squid thing from Cuphead?
Wait, there's a squid thing in Cuphead?
Yeah, it's I believe her name is Kava Maria or Casa Maria. She's a squid and she's got big boobs.
You know what? I might ask Barry's to make that. I bet Barry's would like kill it with Cub. I'm going to text Barry's right now. Go to twitter.com/Asterios, instagram.com/Asterios, Kokodos, patreon.com/Asterios. Like, you're going to start to see some of this art. We're going to send out our first batch of 5 stickers pretty soon. And then after that, you'll probably get 2 or 3 stickers every 2 or 3 months until you get all 12 for the year. That's it. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.